The band Stereolab lives up to its name, producing decidedly experimental pop. For Stereolab's 10th anniversary, the band is celebrating with a new album. It's called Sound Dust. Jefferson Chase has a review.
Stereolab began its existence back in 1991 as a minimalist electronic combo, entrancing listeners with two-chord guitar and synthesizer droning. However, they soon discovered a love for 1960s lounge songwriters like Burt Bacharach and developed their sound into something they called space-age bachelor pad music. Their later CDs have even seen them dabbling in free jazz. For their current release, Sound Dust, the group has again come up with something a bit different. The first thing that's surprising here is the virtual absence of synthesizers on this track, and they stay pretty much in the background throughout the CD. The product of a collaboration with various musicians from Chicago's post-rock scene, Sound Dust is the Stereolab equivalent of an unplugged album. Nonetheless, fans will recognize many elements of the band's style, hypnotic rhythms, Shantou's vocals, and hipper-than-hip sound textures. You can hear all these on a lovely track with the strange title, Space Mall. If you didn't understand a word of what frontwoman Laetitia Sadier was singing, don't worry. The lyrics are in French, as is Stereolab's occasional want, and in any case, Sadier's vocals are basically just another instrument building up the mood of continental chic. There are more instruments on this record than you can shake a stick at: harpsichords, marimbas, glockenspiels, and a large brass section. This leads to some astonishing transitions, such as the stunning pedal steel guitar break in Captain Easy Chord. It's a credit to Stereolab that they've managed to combine their disparate ideas into 12 gorgeously easygoing, seldom labored, somehow coherent pop songs. Sound Dust is a great CD for sitting on your balcony with a Campari in your hand, watching the sunset. But it's also an album that scatters its magic powder in various directions, rewarding a careful listen and always revealing new facets, whichever way it turns.
Stereolab's new CD is Sound Dust. Our reviewer is Jefferson Chase. Our program is directed by Catherine Simmons, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy. The production staff includes Art Silverman, Julia Redpath, Jasmine Huda, and Rhonda Ray. At the foreign desk, Lauren Jenkins, Ted Clark, Bob Duncan, Martha Wexler, Jeff Sandman, Douglas Roberts, Didi Skanky, and Rena Advani. Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Linda Wertheimer. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.